Late last night in St. Pete, dozens of citizens spoke to City Council about concerns over rising rents. Residents waited until almost 8 p.m. to speak at the last council meeting of the year. Many at risk for eviction or recently without housing asked City Council for rent control. The People's Council of St. Pete, a citizens' coalition, submitted over 500 signatures on a petition declaring a housing emergency and brought council a draft ordinance for preventing rent increases for at least 1 year. Aaron Dietrich, a delegate with the People's Council of St. Pete, read demands from the petition to council.
We have a resolution drafted and in hand, and we urge you to review it thoughtfully. You do have the power to let residents vote on this crisis.
Other demands include declaring housing a human right and providing residents a plan with estimated cost for guaranteed housing in the next city budget. Kimberly Weiss says lagging wages are making it even harder to pay the rent.
It's stressful to not know how you're going to pay the bills when your rent goes up again and your wages do not.
In a letter yesterday, 22 state senators and representatives called on Governor Ron DeSantis to declare a housing state of emergency. Rents have increased 15% to 25% across the state. Cricket says many blue-collar union workers like himself must live in the city to work there but can barely afford the rent.
Every single union member I talk to is absolutely behind affordable housing here in the city because a lot of them can't live here. And a lot of them are living three guys to a one-bedroom apartment, not because they love each other.
Outgoing council member Amy Foster motioned for the new administration to consider the proposed ordinance next year. She asked that city attorneys bring information about all options for declaring a state of emergency. In her own work, Foster says housing insecurity causes myriad problems for the most vulnerable.
What I see every single day is the fruit of not investing in these solutions. People make risky decisions when they're housing unstable.
The city council voted 6-1 to consider rent control when council resumes next year. Councilmember Robert Blackman voted against the motion. Councilmember Lisa Wheeler-Brown was absent. Incoming Mayor Ken Welch and several new incoming council members will take up the issue in the new year. For WMNF News, I'm Ariel Stevenson.